Okay, we are holding a siman resh chav gimel. We are up to sif hey. Kol the kelim shemishtamshin behen hu v'nevoiso. So you bought a item where you and the members of your household are going to be using this. For example, a computer. For example, a car. So mevarcha tov ametiv. We've seen this many times already. In this case, it's not only you're getting benefit from this, and others as well. You make hatov for you, hatov made good to others. Ve'im nosno lo b'matana, is given as a gift, mevarach hatov v'meitiv. You still make the brach hatov v'meitiv. Why? Shehi toiv lo v'la nosein, because it's both good for you and for the one who gave it to you, the nosein. That is the mechaber. So the Mishnah Berurah starts in Yudtes. Hu v'neveso, aval im kona kelim lo v'cheim l'v'neveso. If a person bought something for himself, for people's house, mevarech al shelo shechianu. If you bought it for you, you make shechianu. Al shabnei beso mevarech atov meitiv. The tov hu l'didei, because the good thing is for himself. Shezocha shihiyu bnei beso melubashim b'mavushnei chovod. It's good for him the fact that his children are wearing such nice special clothing. V'ameitiv lachrini. It's good to the others. Heim bnei beso shenhenim mitovazu. The people themselves who are wearing the nice dress, the nice suit, etc. Bedavk im kona b'shvil ishto v'zaro. When the person is buying these items and making the bracha, the Mishnah Berurah clarifies this is limited to a case where he's buying it for his wife or for his kids. Aval im kona b'shvil avdo v'shivchoso, if he's buying these items, clothing, for his male servant or his female servant, that's not really called a good thing for he himself. Why? It's like, you know, he has to pay them their wages. This is part of that payment for them. Unless he's using it as well. Let's say, for example, I don't know, it's a company cell phone or something like that, a family cell phone, so he's also getting benefit out of it. In that case, he would make the bracha. Chof b'matonet as a gift. This is specifically in a case where the clothing or the items that are bought is where the one who's receiving them is happy about them. But not if you're given money. You know, I'm giving you a cash, something like that. You cannot make a bracha upon receiving a cash gift. It's on a physical item with the bracha, but not on just the money per se. Chafaldif, lo v'lenosein. The reason why you can make hatov meitiv is because it's a good for you and for the one who's giving it. She'im hamakabel oni, if the one who received the gift is poor, hutoiva lenosein, it's a good for the one who gave it to him, shezikahu, Hashem yizborach lasos tzedakah. Hashem gave him the zuchus to give tzedakah. V'im hamakabel osher, and if the person who received the gift is wealthy, then samech hanosein, the one who giving it is happy, shemakabel menu. I gave this wealthy guy a gift and he took it from me, so I'm happy that he received it. The have toive gam lanosein, that's good for the one who gave it. Now, this is all the Rosh who's learning this pshat in Yerushalmi. However, as we'll see now in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, not everyone necessarily agrees to this, that just by giving an item from receiving something that's not tangible, you could make the bracha. V'hine yesh me'achronim shecholkim al psak zeh. There are some of the achronim, we'll see even Rishonim, who disagree with this way the Rosh learns up the Yerushalmi. U'sevir lehunehod lefimas kanas gemara didan, according to the Bavli, not the Yerushalmi, lo nisgno bracha zu, ki'im b'de'is lehu l'achrine gam kein toive gashmis. There has to be a physical thing, not just, you know, a nice pleasure that I get from the fact that he took it from me, but you have to actually receive something physical, right? Tova gashmis. Lefizeh, so it comes out, kishenitan lo kelim b'matona. When you're giving a gift, giving an item as a gift, tzarech ha-mekabel levarach birkas shechianu. In this case, you make a shechianu below birkas hatov, because the tov meitiv is for you and for others. V'yesh denakte ledina k'psakar shulchan aruch. Some actually paskin like this shulchan aruch that you make a tov meitiv. V'yvarach birkas hatov below shechianu. You make a tov meitiv, not shechianu. L'maisa, what do you do? Senir tov yoser, the better practice would be linhog bazeh levarach birkas shechianu. The Mishnah Berurah is machri and says, like those achronim say, not like the Shulchan Aruch said, to make a tov meitiv, make shechianu. V'lo tibirkas hatov. Kasher birarnu b'bir halacha. So let's now look into the bir halacha. We'll stop in the middle of this and we'll see the bir halacha and then we'll come back to it at the end. Shehi toiv lo l'nosein. I'm Mishnah Berurah v'tam adover. I'm big magen ofrim. Shehiksha al divrei harosh. He argues in this. I'm el yuraba b'bir hagro. Sheyishvu kushtis mipnei zeh b'derech achayim v'chayi odam heitiku l'dina k'psak ha-shulchan aruch. Amnon b'tshuvas perach shoshan, which is also quoted in the Shar HaTzion over here, right? Bir ha'itev, bir ha'grov. Daitem ledina de gemara shalanu ar bavli ena soivik yerushalmi b'zeu. It's cholik on this. Ve'emes mikama rishonim mashmer desvir l'chu shebet tamura didon cholik yerushalmi. Who are these rishonim who hold that the bavli is arguing? Tosvos, Rashba, and the Ravid, okay, Nimsa, Sheyesh lanu Gimel Rishonim de Plige al Rosh. So we have three against one. Mavad Mashelo Huva Divrei Rishami El Berif of Rambam Mashmir Gankein de Svir Lehochi. And when we know that the three Rishonim that the Shulchan Aruch used in being Machriya with the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, and it's the Rif versus the Rif and the Rambam over here. Vehine ledina hechriana lemaise de lo yivarach tov v'meitiv machmas elu haposkim resvir lehu yirshami cholik bezeh al im habavli. So therefore, he says you should not make tov v'meitiv. Uvare ana naktinan mehabavli, we're going to hold like the bavli, v'al kein yivarach shechriyan levad. Therefore, it says the Bir Halacha, we should only make shechriyan in this case. The ode nearly yoser. Now there's a reason. Tafila das aposkim de yuchle varach tova metiv. And even according to the Rosh, it says you do make tova metiv. Afil hachi iberch shechianu lohavi levatola. It wouldn't be a bracha vatol to make a shechianu. Certainly that would work as well. The bigger shechianu huncha al simcha shel atzmo. Fine. So at the end of the day, according to the Bir Halacha, he elaborates on it and he feels that really it's not the proper things to make a tova metiv. Okay, let's go back now into the finishing up. We're in the middle of. Chafalf. Bikol Malkum, nevertheless. Bimalkum Shnogin, Sha'osin, Halvosha, and the Arim Yesomim, when you give clothing to children who are poor Yesomim, Kol Echa, Meha Yesomim, Yvarech, Malbish Arumim, Birkas Hatov Meitiv. You make Malbish Arumim, as we saw yesterday, and you make Hatov Meitiv, Toha Ika Bezet, Toiva O, the Kaman Arim. This is good for others. With Birkas Shechianu, Lo Yvarechu, you don't make Shechianu, Bimalkum Shemavarchin, Birkas Hatov, Svirlahu, the Rov Postkim, Aim of Archin Shechian. Because the majority of Postkim, when you make a tov meitiv, you don't make shechianu as well. Okay, that was sif hey. Now up to sif vav, the last sif in this simon. Says the mechaber, al davish ein chashiv kol kach, on something that's not so important, not so expensive, not so special, kigon chaluk shirt, min alim or shoes, va'an laos, these are type of socks. Pirish min alim ketanim shechayfim rov haregel, covers the foot. Ein levarach alehim. But if it's a poor person, this is, wow, a pair of shoes, amazing. A pair of socks, amazing. A new shirt, amazing. Okay. Then in fact, the Ani would make the brach on them, says the Mechaber. Adds the Ramon now, V'yesh omrim dafilu Ani ein mevorech al cholik v'nalim k'doyim. No, even an Ani doesn't make a brach on shirts and shoes and stuff like that. V'chein nogin, that is the our minhag, the tour according here from Tosfos, the Trumas Hadeshin. V'haminag loymer l'mish loyvesh beged chodesh. What do we say? To vale b'tischadish, should wear out and should get a new one. So yesh mishakosav she'ein lomer kein al minalim o begadim hanasim me'orus shabehema. You shouldn't make this statement on clothing that comes from animals like leather, cows, etc. The im kein havetzrich in lahamis behema acheris. Because if you're saying you should get a new pair of shoes after this one, well then a new cow has to die to make your shoes, right? Techila v'ayit she'chadish mimena begedach. That's what's going to have to happen in order to get this new clothing. Because of v'rachma v'koma asav. And we say in Tehillim, Hashem has rachmim on all of His creations. Therefore, that you giving this bracha, you're inadvertently asking for a cow to die. V'hine tam cholish ma'od. This is such a weak reasoning. V'einanir. I don't see this at all. Mikol makom rabim makpidim al zeh shol v'anu. Nevertheless, many people are in fact makpid not to say this phrase. Oh, that's the words of the Ramah. We did the Mechaber, so now we'll start with the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Beis, kigon cholik, like a shirt. Hu hadin, the same halacha applies, shar kelim, other types of things that are purchased, she'ein chashuvim ve'ein derech lismach behem. You know, people are not so happy when they get a new thing, so it's not a big deal to them. Chaf gimel, v'yesh omrim dafilu ani, even a poor person would not make the bracha, this is according to the Ramah. Svir lehu tadav kebeged tzemer, a wool, chidoyme, dova she'yesh behem, chashivas ketzas, something has a chashuva type of garment, the Domi Lidover Habom is Man Lazman. It's compared to something that comes on occasion, but not all the time. The Stambani Adam Mis Hadshim Lahem Lefrokim Watim Vashayach Alzeh Shechianu. Because you don't get these things so often, but if every other day you're buying a brand new suit, so then it's no big deal. Masha Ankin Ela Shiragid and Tom the Hishadish Lustambani Adam. People get these things all the time, brand new things, new pair of socks and new shirts, okay. The ain't Shayach Alzeh Lavarak Shechianu Lizman Hazeh. So it doesn't make sense to make a Shechianu. You've kept us alive, it's a sustain this and reaching this special time, but I did this yesterday. I did this, so, you know, not something to be taken lightly, and therefore, the post can hold that one does not make brachas on these types of things. Chafda, v'chein nohagin, that's the minhag. Ein b'mogin avram, b'bir hagra, v'sheharadvaz, machriya le'oni levarech. He says, no, an oni does make a brach on this. Ein b'frim agadim, v'derech achayim, sheposku, l'maisa, yesh linhag, da'afilu oni lo yivarech al kelim she'enim chashuvim ka'ela. Even though your person is an oni, and it's not so big for them, okay, they would not make the brach in this case. Finally, the last part of the Ramah was talking about something that comes from an animal, a behema, chafhei. So he says, "Afilu tmeya, even if it's a tame animal, v'afilu humi min acher, rak shetofer tachta ma'oros behema, even if it was something else, but they used it to sew it together from the hide of an animal, they won't make this bracha. But again, as he says off, this is a tam chalush ma'od, a very weak thing, but people are makpid nevertheless, and they don't say it. Okay, that concludes Simon Reish Chaf Gimel.